Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1211. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos, and the writing is shir number 364. Okay, in reference to what we previously spoke about, something which turns out that it's machlokes, and that is something which comes up quite often, so we want to make sure that we have it straight. We'll get to talk about it this year and probably one other year. That if one is traveling, right, for example, they're traveling in their car and they're drinking a coffee, the famous coffee, or it could be with anything. It could be as long as it's shahakol adamo eight, something that requires a borei nefashis. I keep on saying shahakol ho adamo eight. In general, it's something that requires a borei nefashis because of the fact that a borei nefashis halachically does not have to be made in its place. So therefore, shinoi makom applies on the bracha rishonah, the bracha before. So that's basically the concept. But be it as it may, so they're drinking, for example, the coffee. Many people have a large coffee, and the original shahakal will continue throughout the trip. And on a regular trip, the original shahakal continues. Now, we've mentioned in the past that even if they go into, make a rest stop, whatever the case is, they go into a store, they go into a gas station, they go into the bathroom, whatever the case is. The reason is the concept, the foundation behind it that we have to keep in mind is that when we say holchei drachim and somebody has a mind to travel and they're traveling, the whole traveling itself is no kavias. In other words, they bedafka have in mind that it should not be a kavias. It should not be an established place. It should just be continuously moving, continuously going. So therefore, if you think about it, wherever they stop off, wherever they continuously go, even though they stop here, stop there, it's one continuous, having in mind, if you want to call it, to not be established in any one place. So if that's the case, it's very hard to say that there's a change of places, a shinoi makom. Okay, so one reaches, what about when they reach their final destination? So we've spoken about in the past, we previously mentioned that a new bracha should be made. Now there are poskim who do hold like that. But I just want to say, after further researching the subject, it turns out that there are quite a number of major poskim who, dispute, argue on those poskim. And they say that because of the fact that there's no, the bottom line is that there's no actual there's no actual location. It's a continuous traveling, and therefore there's no kavias, there's no established place whereby you could say, well, now there's a change of place. What are you changing from? In other words, some want to say, what do you mean? You're changing from the fact that you are traveling to now being established, so that's good enough. That's what some say, but others want to say, no. What do you mean? You're just traveling. Traveling actually means the mindset of not being established anywhere. So if you have the mindset of not being established anywhere, so then when you reach your destination, right, you never were established. There's nothing to change from. That's the point of, according to those poskim. And those poskim taka hold that, one would not remake the bracha when they get to their final destination on that, let's say, cup of coffee, the bag of potato chips, whatever it is that they're finishing off, right? I still have half a cup of coffee and I walk into my house and I walk into my office, right? And that's where I'm going to stay, finish. So could I finish the coffee? So according to those poskim, yeah, you could finish the coffee and no new bracha would be needed because of the fact there was no actual change. There was no kavias, there was no establishment of a location whereby it is considered a change, and therefore one could go ahead and just finish off that same cup of coffee without making a new bracha. Now, we said there are other places who say, no, what do you mean? You're changing from traveling to kafir. So that itself. But again, it is a machalikas. I just want to make it clear. I do want to say that the Shaila was presented to Rav Hirschfeld, the Shlita, and he said also that Lamaisa, there's no new bracha needed because of the fact that nothing being established, and therefore the traveling is not considered a kavias, and there's nothing to change from. There's no changing taking place, no shinoi makom taking place, no change of location taking place, and therefore a new bracha would not be needed. Okay, so we'll talk about a little bit more upcoming shiurim. Lemaisa, just to clear it up a little bit better, that they're still in the middle of the eating or drinking session, and they could finish it off. That's the bottom line over here, because there was no change. Okay, but be it as it may, we'll talk next year, and if one what's the best thing to do? We want to, so a person wants to cover all grounds, as they say, right? Of course, if one actually gets to the destination, not to make a bracha, but there are certain ways to get around it. We'll see next upcoming shiur. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.